Hello once again, and welcome to Wonder-Filled Stories. I am your host, Mr. Soul. Now, have you ever had a thought swoop into your head out of nowhere? Whoosh! Like a bird flying overhead. Some thoughts are helpful and happy, and some are a little noisy, wiggly, or just plain unkind. Well, here's something wonderful to remember. You can't stop birds from flying over your head, but you can keep them from building a nest in your hair. Thoughts will come and go. That's normal. But you get to choose which ones you hold on to. If a thought isn't kind, isn't true, or isn't helpful, you don't have to keep it. Just smile, notice it, and let it fly away. So shake out your hair. Make room in your imagination for a little fun, because it's time for Chapter 21. Chapter 21, Assassination. As Jace entered class the next day, there was a flurry of whispers and activity in the room. "What's going on?" he asked Andrea as he slid into his seat. "Someone is trying to kill Dale Olberg," she proclaimed. "They left a threatening message."
"What do you mean, threatening?" Jace was worried that Davy had done something crazy after he left the day before.
"Someone put a package wrapped in paper and duct tape on his seat." She leaned in and in a hushed voice added, "It says, you're going to get what you deserve. Written in blood. It makes me shiver just thinking about it." She shuddered. "There could be a bomb in that package, or something worse. Kelly already ran to tell Mr. Peebles."
Jace's stomach dropped when he heard the dreaded name of the principal who knew too much. The teacher cleared the room, and Mr. Duncan, the custodian, moved in with a large trash bag to secure the mysterious object. In a moment, the package was whisked away toward the office for further inspection. Just as the class was getting settled, an announcement came over the intercom.
"Mrs. Wilder, can we see Dale Olberg and Jace Jameson in the office right away, please?"
The whole class responded with a suspicious, "Ooh," and Jace noticed Sarah lean over to Andrea and whisper,
"That figures."
Dale walked slightly behind Jace on the way to the office. Several times, Jace glanced over his shoulder, but was met with a suspicious side-eye from the dirt-caked kid. Davy and Kai were already sitting in two chairs outside the principal's office when Jace and Dale entered the room. Davy gave a look that said, "Here we go again," as the door of the principal's office popped open and Mr. Peebles emerged.
"Come in, boys,"
he barked as he grabbed another chair and dragged it into his cramped office. Once settled, the balding man pulled a wrapped package from a drawer and placed it on the edge of his desk. The boys could all clearly see the scrawled message on the brown paper. It read, "To Dale, you finally will get what you deserve."
"So can you boys tell me about this one?" Mr. Peebles began.
Dale looked confused as Davy spoke up.
"It looks like a gift for Dale, sir." He gestured toward the package with a weak smile.
"A gift?" Peebles questioned as he pressed a thumb into the side of his head. "This doesn't look like a gift. Haven't you ever heard of wrapping paper? This looks more like a dead fish or dog poop or last weekend's garbage. Why else would you write a threatening message on it?"
"Well, actually, sir," Kai spoke up, "Davy never said that he was responsible for it. He just said it looked like a gift."
"Oh, I see how this is going to go."
Mr. Peebles' eyes narrowed.
"Well, then maybe Dale should open this gift right here and now."
"That's for me?"
Dale asked with a heavy lisp.
"Apparently so,"
Mr. Peebles responded doubtfully as he pushed the package toward Dale, then leaned away as if he expected a dead skunk to spring out of the package. Dale ripped at the package ferociously and quickly freed the coat from its wrappings. He lifted it out of the bag and held it up, admiring the colorful racing stripes. Pulling it close to his face, he breathed in the smell of nylon fabric.
"Thanks, guys!"
He looked up with a wide grin, tears in his eyes. I never got a gift before.
Wait, you've never received a gift? Davy clarified.
Dale shook his head before throwing his arms wide and declaring, You guys are my best friends.
All pretense of denying their involvement was washed away in the moment. Jace was beaming.
Oh, it was nothing. They were on a great sale.
He downplayed the effort the way he had seen his father do 100 times.
We actually have 3 more stashed in my shed, Davy added awkwardly.
80% off. That's huge savings.
Dale took note of what he had just heard before joyfully adding, I'm going to invite you guys to my birthday party.
It was a warm spring day, and Jace expected Dale to quietly tuck the coat away for the next fall when the weather turned cold once again. Instead, he thrust his arms into the sleeves, zipped it up to his chin, and wore it during class. Each time Jace glanced over, he noticed Dale petting the sleeve as if it were a new kitten. A few days later, Davy went to his shed to retrieve extra jackets, but they were missing. He suspected that all 4 Olberg boys would be wearing new coats the following winter.
Good morning, Kelly,
Principal Peebles greeted the young girl as she bounced in the front doors of the school and replied with a polite nod.
How are cookie sales going?
Not as well as I would hope, Kelly confessed. I'm well below my projected sales quota.
Oh, is that so?
The principal feigned concern.
Well, I have confidence that you will meet all your goals.
Speaking of cookies, sir,
Kelly pulled open a binder that had been tucked under her arm and referenced her customer lead sheet.
Last year, you purchased a box of cinnamon doodles and a box of skinny mints. Can I deliver the same to you this week?
Oh, I'm sorry, Kelly. I already purchased some cookies from a man at the Walla Walla Lodge. His daughter is selling girl troop cookies as well,
Peebles admitted somewhat sheepishly.
But I will make sure to buy from you again next year.
That's fine, sir.
Kelly's ears turned red as she forced a smile and crossed out his name from her lead sheet. I will have to ask earlier next year.
Now, Kelly, before you leave, I have something to discuss.
He leaned in to indicate a private conversation.
Did you go skating last Friday? I heard there was a bit of a ruckus involving our students.
Yes, sir, I did go skating, she admitted, but I didn't stay long. I had to be up to sell cookies bright and early on Saturday morning.
Yes, what do you know about the disturbance? Did it involve the 3 boys that hang around together? What are their names again?
He pretended to be searching his memory. Kelly's polite smile began to fade as she slapped the binder shut and tucked it under her arm.
Do you mean Jace, Davy, and Kai? Ah, yes, those are their names,
he said, chuckling.
What can you tell me about them?
There were 2 things that annoyed Kelly more than anything. The first was a lack of customer loyalty, and the second was being treated as if she were stupid. The principal had just ticked both boxes. Grinding her teeth and willing herself not to scowl at the nosy adult, she responded curtly.
I don't know where you got your information, sir, but I witnessed nothing out of the ordinary. Just a bunch of kids enjoying the roller rink.
Yes, but I heard, Peebles pressed. I really need to talk to Mrs. Dietz before class, sir.
Excusing herself, she pranced away.
I would love to stay and chat about my weekend activities, but I really must be going.
She flipped her pigtails, rounded the corner, and was gone. Principal Peebles rushed into his office to answer the ringing phone. He breathlessly picked up the heavy receiver.
Hello?
What's the password?
A female voice responded.
What do you mean? You called me.
What is the password?
Oh, for goodness sake. It's, trash bag.
Proceed with your report, Tawanda.
Mothman tracked the boys to the skating rink. He tried to follow them from there, but had an unfortunate mechanical issue with his motorbike.
How long did he follow them? What did he find?
Well, he witnessed a disturbance. It seems the boys got themselves in a bit of trouble with some girls, but when they were picked up, he wasn't able to pursue.
His tires had been deflated.
Has the saboteur returned?
Knowing Mothman, he just neglected to put air in his tires. I'm sure we chased off the spy for good.
We can't afford for this to go wrong again. The operation has taken far longer than it should have already. I need to close the case and can't afford to be slowed anymore.
Of course, we are closing in on the target.
Things may have to get messy. Are you ready to do what is required?
I know exactly how to fix this situation. It's time to use force. I will meet with Davy and his parents tonight. The threat of repeating the sixth grade should do the trick. I'll see to it personally.
Good. That is the attitude that will raise your rank in this organization.
Consider it done.
Well, that's all we got for you today. Thanks for tuning in to Wonder-Filled Stories Podcast. And remember, if any thoughts are still fluttering around in your head, you get to choose which ones stay and which ones soar away. Carry a little wonder with you wherever you go today. Notice something small, be kind to yourself, and if an idea taps on the window, maybe let that one in. If you're looking for more ideas, activities, and creative fun, hop over to jasonsoul.com and check out the Wonder Club. It's a place where curious minds gather, ideas grow, and imagination gets to run free. Thanks for riding along on Wonder-Filled Stories. Remember, choices made are choices lived with. Make good choices. You can live with good consequences and not the other way around. So until next time, keep smiling, stay kind, and make each day wonderful.